So let's review. The Gemara discusses one who washes his hands for the purpose of tahara. Tarabanan, hanoitel yodav niskaven yodav. If one has the proper intent while washing to bring purification to his hands, tahiros, then his hands become pure through the washing, loy niskaven. However, if one failed to have the proper kavana, yodav timeus, his hands remain unclean, as intent is an integral part of the purification process. V'chein hamatful yodav. The same thing is true if someone dips his hands into a kosher mikveh for purification. He must have the proper intent for the tefillah to be kosher. Niskaven yodav tahiros, loy niskaven yodav tumeis. The Gemara, however, qualifies that this is all true only for one who is washing for ma'aser sheni. Someone who is washing for chulin need not have this level of special intent. The Gemara seeks a source for where we learn that chulin does not need specific intent for the tahara to be effective. The Gemara first suggests the following Mishnah Masechtas Mikvayis, which states, Gal shen nitlash uvay arbo himsav, nafal ala odin v'ala kelim tahirin. If a large wave of water containing the requisite amount for a kosher mikvah of 40 saw came washing over a person or on his impure vessels, the wave acts as a purifying mikvah, rendering the person tar. This would seem to show that the waters perform their purification even without the specific intent of the person. The Gemara challenges this proof, however, citing the point that perhaps this person is Yeshuv Mitzapa, waiting by the ocean for a proper wave to come and wash over him, which would be a case of clear intent on the part of the person. The Gemara brings instead a Mishnah in Machshirin, which states as follows. Peiros shenofel l'teich amas hamayim, u'pashat misha yadav temeyais v'notlon, yadav tahayros u'peiros einon b'chiyutan. Fruit which fell into an amas hamayim, which is a water channel that goes around the field. And this fruit was retrieved by someone who happened to have hands that needed purification. While the fruit did not become mukshar to be able to receive tumah, his hands do become pure, even though he had not specific intent in this process to purify his hands. Rav Elazar teaches a further din related to kavanah and purification. Amar Rav Elazar, Taval v'ala machzik atzma l'chol ma sheyirtzeh. If a person has just emerged from the mikvah, and, as the Gemara qualifies, did not have any specific kavanah in this tefillah, he may, while still wet from the mikvah water, have intent for a specific level of tahara that he wishes that this tefillah provide. If he did have specific intent while immersing, then once one exits the mikvah, he no longer may change his tahara level from this recent tefillah in the mikvah. The Gemara continues that this opinion, that while one still has a foot in the mikvah, it is still considered as he is in the middle of his tefillah, is consistent with the opinion of Rabbi Huda, as we have learned in the Mishnah Mikvayis. Mikvah shenimdid v'yesh b'arbam sa'a mechuvanois v'yardu shnayim v'tavlu z'achar z'ah harishin tar v'asheni tame. Two people immersing one after another in the mikvah, which contained exactly 40 saw. The first person achieves tahara through his tefillah, as there were 40 saw in his mikvah. However, the minute he exits the mikvah and takes some of the water with him on his person, the remaining mikvah is no longer a kosher shear of 40 saw, but rather slightly less. And so the second person has not immersed in a kosher mikvah. However, says Rabbi Yehuda, Im ho yiraglev shel rishon nogis b'mayim, af hasheni tahar. If the first person has not completely exited the mikvah, but rather still has one foot in the water, then whatever water on his person is considered connected to the waters of the mikvah, giving it its complete share of 40 saw. And in this manner, even the second person is considered having been tayvel in the kosher mikvah. The Gemara brings two varying opinions of Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba Bar Avua, whether this machloikis of Rabbi Yehuda is true only regarding cases of milas derabanan, extra stringency of tahara added by the chachamim. However, by actual tumah deraisa, even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that in such a case, the second person immersing would not be tar from his immersion. While another opinion of Rav Nachman in the name of Rabba Bar Avua holds that this machloikis is true even of cases of tumah deraisa. While in cases of milas derabanan, all would agree that the second person is also tar, as we consider the water on the first person exiting the mikvah to be considered as still part of the 40 saw inside the mikvah. The Gemara asks another question regarding a case of one who is exiting the mikvah but still is partially in the water, namely, if we are able to be tayvel small utensils in the hear of the one immersing. Do we say good asik, that the waters of the mikvah are considered to extend upward through the person tayveling in the same way that mechitzas of a sukkah extend upward? Or does this concept not apply to the waters of the mikvah? The Gemara tries to resolve this question from a braisa Masechtas Mikvayis. Sholesh gemamiyus benachal, hol yoyna hatachtoyna vamtsoyas. Hol yoyna vatachtoyna shal esrim esrim sa, vamtsoyas shal arboim sa, Three levels of water holes, one on top of each other, connected by a stream of water between them, where the middle one holds 40 saw, and the upper and lower one hold 20 saw each. Rabbi Huda Omer, Meir Hoya Omer, Matvil Bal Yonah. Rabbi Huda quotes Rabbi Meir as permitting toveling in the upper pool, as the waters are considered connected. Vatanya Rabbi Huda Omer, Meir Hoya Omer, Matvil Bal Yonah, Vani Omer Betachtoina, Veloy Bal Yonah. Amalei, Itanya, Itanya. So the Gemara concludes that obviously Rabbi Huda does argue under Meir, and he would consider that the halacha would only allow good aches, but it would not allow in the waters of a mikvah as good asik to allow the tevling in the upper pit. It only allows it in the lower water pit.